So I guess I'm not sorry for that part. So I'm sorry for that too. The truth practically vomited out of him. All of it. The whole thing. Grandpop looked stunned. Jeannie worried his apology wouldn't be enough, even though he was already starting to feel a little better. But after a few seconds, Grandpop smiled. It was slight, but it was enough. Enough to let Jeannie know he was okay.
Anything else?
Well, actually, I do have one more question.
Your last question.
Grandpop stood, reached his hand out to Jeannie. My last question. Jeannie grabbed Grandpop's hand standing. Would you ever let the rest of the Jacksons go? Grandpop went back over to the door, sighed, and yanked it open. He looked at Jeannie again, the smirk still on his face.
Maybe.
And as Jeannie left the inside-outside room, he stepped on something. He looked down to see what it was. A small, jagged piece of plastic, black, with a bit of silver in the middle. As Brave As You was written by Jason Reynolds and read by Guy Lockhart. Editing and post-production by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, Technical Director. The associate producer was Louisa Solomon. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. As Brave As You is available in print from Athenaeum. Also from Simon & Schuster Audio, All American Boys by Jason Reynolds and Brendan Keeley. Read by Guy Lockhart and Keith Knobs.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.